A study in Western Australia has revealed that one in three people still don't know how to protect themselves from the most common and preventable forms of cancer. That's despite the long history of cancer prevention campaigns like Slip, Slop, Slap. On the eve of World Cancer Day, Anthony Stewart reports.
Slop, slap, slip on a shirt, slop on sunscreen and slap on a hat.
Sid the Seagull first began spreading the SunSmart message 36 years ago. It remains one of Australia's most successful public health campaigns. But a study in WA has highlighted many Australians still aren't aware that cancer can be prevented.
Overall, about a third of people weren't fully aware about the preventability of cancer.
Taran Wiramanthri is WA's Chief Health Officer.
Of the 40,000 preventable cases of cancer a year in Australia, 4,000 of which are in Western Australia, 9 out of 10 could be prevented by a set of common actions, and that was working on diet, obesity, physical activity, tobacco, alcohol, and SunSmart behaviour.
The West Australian study examined the public understanding of 7 of the most common types of cancer. It found people clearly identify smoking as a leading cause of the disease, but are less aware of the impact of other factors like diet, alcohol consumption, obesity and insufficient physical activity.
Hear a lot about the kind of new treatments for cancer, the miracle cures, and we spend a lot of time talking about improved cancer treatments. We spend much less time talking about preventing cancer. It's also a question about how much do we invest? How much do we invest as individuals in those cancer prevention efforts? And how much do we invest as a community in cancer prevention, in driving smoking and other things down, versus cancer treatment? Now, this is a tough discussion, but it's one we should have.
The Cancer Council is behind many of Australia's most successful public health campaigns, but the organisation's head, Professor Sancha Aranda, says the West Australian findings are part of a national trend.
They're alarming, but not surprising. We think that the overplay of media reports about genetic predisposition to cancer makes people feel probably as if they're fatalistic, that there's nothing that they can do, where our analysis has shown that 1 in 3 cancers is avoidable.
Do you think that the prevention message needs to be stepped up given evidence like this?
People need to understand that particularly tobacco, UV, radiation, overweight, diet and alcohol are really major factors in cancer causation, and they are all factors that are within the power of the individual to do something about. The problem is that many of those messages make preventive health people out to be like nanny state or really trying to take the joy out of life, when most of those messages are about moderation and taking care with your own health, understanding something about your own particular risk and taking positive steps to manage that.
The Cancer Council warns it will be difficult to replicate the success of anti-smoking and SunSmart campaigns. It's calling for additional funding to boost work focused on addressing lifestyle problems.
We definitely need renewed attention or new attention on alcohol, obesity, diet and exercise, because that's the pandemic that's coming for Australians. We're getting fatter and fatter, we're getting more and more sedentary, and the cancers in those categories really are part of a healthy lifestyle where we just need to change how we all function.
Professor Sancha Aranda from the Cancer Council, ending that report from Anthony Stewart.